"That's the tree the lightning knocked down," he said, pointing to what was now only a rotting log. He found himself blinking back tears as he told about the baby sparrows. "I deserved to die," he said. "They didn't. But that was the first time I was really scared that I might die. That was when I first started thinking about my life and cared about something besides myself. And that was when Edwin and Garvey found me." Cole talked about his rehabilitation after being rescued and about returning to the island. He showed the group his scars and his bad arm. "If you want, I'll show you the pond where I go to soak every morning." When Edwin nodded, Cole led the way, explaining how soaking cleared his mind. He also told about seeing the spirit bear again. When they reached the pond, Peter's father asked, "Will we see the spirit bear today?" Cole shook his head. "I don't think so. Not with this many of us here. Tomorrow morning, whoever wants to can join me for a soak in the pond. Sometimes the spirit bear comes and watches me soak." When nobody volunteered, he added with a smile, "This time of year, the water is really cold." After showing them the pond and the ancestor rock, Cole headed back toward camp. The group hiked quietly, each person lost in thought. When they reached camp, Cole explained how he had built the cabin. Then he returned to the fire pit. "This is where I dance all my dances," he said. Last of all, he showed the group his totem and explained the lessons learned with each carving. When he reached the blank spot at the bottom, he hesitated.
"What are you going to carve down there?" asked Garvey.
Cole shrugged. "I haven't decided yet." He didn't want to talk about the uncarved space. Before Cole could change the subject, Edwin spoke up.
"Why don't you tell us why you haven't decided yet?"
Cole struggled to keep his voice steady as he told of the long night around the fire and his dance of anger.
"My dad has beaten me my whole life," he explained. "But I know now he never meant to hurt me. He was beaten by his father, and that's all he knew."
Cole swallowed a big lump that had formed in his throat.
"I learned to forgive," he said, "not just others, but also myself."
He turned and caught Peter looking at him.
"When I beat you up," he said, "I never meant to hurt you. It was all I knew."
"You still didn't say why you haven't carved anything in that space on the totem,"
Edwin persisted.
Cole's voice quivered.
"Because the dance of anger taught me I can't heal until I help Peter to heal. He's the one I hurt."
"Leave me alone," Peter blurted, turning away. "I don't want your help."